We're about to go live. We're about to go live. Is everybody in the newsroom ready? We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
All deep throat.
What's up, everyone? I don't know what that was, but hey, I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's, and I'll be real with you. I haven't watched any playoff basketball, right?
From the north, it's Sizzin, you guys. People call me Sizzin Raymundo around the studio. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee, in the central time zone. With Baser, we live in an apartment complex. We're going to get a house in a year. I'll update you guys.
Oh, can't wait.
ASAP. But as I always say, from Sri Lanka to Bangkok, all the way to Abu Dhabi, this is the Sore Losers Podcast being broadcast on the Nashville Podcast Network.
Wow, that's so good,
that
Coach.
That sounded so
good.
Hey,
you stop talking.
It sounded almost as good as I do. Let me tell you guys.
Oh, boy.
I woke up, and I just, I mean, the allergy, whatever. I mean, I'm just, I sound terrible. But we are here today, and I got great stories. I got great stories.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I have incredible stories.
Coach, so, this is a deep throat unlike any other, Coach.
Is this why your voice sucks? Because you were out partying with someone?
I don't even think I was partying, and I think
Instagram begs to differ.
So
somebody was drinking some seltzers, hanging out with celebs last night.
Well, I mean, I did. I did have a Bud Light seltzer because I had never had a Bud Light seltzer before. Not very good, but anyway,
I think you need to just accept that you don't like seltzers.
Yeah,
you tried it at Ray's wedding, you
bachelor
like
party.
That?
You remember when I tried it at his bachelor party?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I get it. I get an email on Wednesday, and it's like, hey, do you want to play in this celebrity softball game on Thursday night? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? I'm in. And so I see the list of people that are going to be there.
Who's going to be there?
It's like A.J. Brown.
Oh, nice. Titans.
Taylor Lewan.
Oh, Titans.
DeShone Kizer.
Titans.
Taylor was injured.
And, you know, other people on the list.
Wait, who's DeShone Kizer?
He went to Notre Dame, quarterback, was drafted by the Browns. He's kind of bounced around.
Now he plays for the Titans?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, heck yeah, I'm in. So I show up last night, free parking. I pull in the parking garage.
Free parking.
And I'm looking around, and I see Chris Lane getting out of his car.
Oh, country singer.
Yeah, country singer Coach, Chris
Lane.
Coach,
you got Lane. It? I got your fix. You know you mean your man. I got your fix. I'll be there. He is. Hey, that's the audio guy for the big show, hey, everyone.
So I see Chris Lane getting out of his car, and I'm like, oh, there he is. And he gets back in, and he gets his bat out.
Oh, he brought his own bat.
I brought his own
your
bat.
Stick.
Hey,
hey, Lunchbox got out of his car. He had a pull cue.
And I was like, okay, we know one guy that's going to take this game pretty serious.
Wooden bat? What are we dealing
Metal
with?
Bat.
Metal bat.
We've all got the wood
composition.
Ones
he had his own bat.
They call them Woodies.
Hey, I brought my wood bat.
He had his own bat. So I was like, this guy's going to take the game pretty serious. So
we've seen him play before.
Yes. But I'm just saying, like, usually, you know, I don't know how what kind of level people are going to be when you get to a
celebrity softball
Softball game. Who's going to be serious? Who's going to be having fun? So right off the bat, I'm like, all right, Chris Lane is serious tonight. He's coming to win the game.
Batting gloves?
No batting gloves
that's
that
good.
I saw.
That's good.
But cleats.
Oh, that's a different level too.
Yes. So then.
Did you have cleats?
That's the thing.
Soccer cleats. You already know the answer.
I had my tennis shoes on.
Huh?
My running shoes.
Okay.
And I had my cleats in the bag because I was like, what level are people going to be?
What, you know the way the kids are doing it now, Coach? Ray, you might know this because of Boomer.
1v1.
You got the backpack, which is your baseball bag, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you have two bats, one legal, one illegal. And your cleats, they go on top of the knobs of the bat.
That's sick.
That's how
cool.
You walk in.
That is cool.
All right,
that,
but you didn't do that.
No, I just had a little bag, and I had it on my back. And I, you know, cool. So I get to the gate.
I had it in a grocery bag.
It's a Kroger bag.
It's a freaking trash bag.
Plastic bag.
He has underwear in there.
Yeah. And so I get to the gate and I check in.
How's it going? Lunchbox. Yeah, celebrity softball game.
Security guys going to the list. I don't have you here.
Sir. Are you guys going to valet the Altima? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you going to validate my parking? It's going to cost $15.
Careful with the passenger's door. It doesn't work properly. Just get inside on the driver.
That's your car, Coach.
How many tickets do you need? None. No one's coming to watch me.
Oh,
cool,
Coach.
All right,
Coach, your family's in Austin, Coach.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's weird.
I get it. You needed it for dramatics.
No, when they ask everybody, they're like, oh, do you need 3 or 4 tickets? No, I don't need any.
Just me, single dad. I'm on a national morning show, but I'm funny.
Riding solo tonight.
So they're like, all right, cool. They explain, all right, everybody, you can go down on the field, warm up a little bit.
I'd hope you could go on the field, Coach. You're playing on the field, right? Cool. I get to go on the field.
You mean the field? Oh, wow.
So this is
the Nashville Sound Stadium?
Yes, okay. Nashville Sound. So it's a minor league ballpark.
Triple
Very nice. And they're like, we have you set up on this tent. That's where the jerseys are, everything. And So I was like, all right, cool. So I walk in the tent. It's a really nice tent, hospitality tent.
Oh, a nice tent.
And they have it all, every chair has it set up with a glove, a hat, whiskey, some other swag.
Well, one thing doesn't fit in there.
Yeah, the glove.
And so I started the first chair, A.J. Brown. Okay. Next chair, Taylor Lewan. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, lunchbox. Go to the L.
No. A.J. Brown, Taylor Lewan,
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Next one, Will Compton. Cool.
Okay. Oh, baseball player.
No. Oh. Football player. Oh. Titans.
Oh. Way to know your hometown team.
Next chair, Russell Dickerson.
Oh, nice. Country artist.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Dicker. How's it going?
Okay. Dicker in the middle.
Dicker. I wouldn't even date her. How's it going, Russell?
Okay, then Luke Pale from The Bachelor.
We're just talking.
Sean Booth from The Bachelorette. Cool. All right. Matt Overton.
Hey, Titans.
Yeah, cool. Just keep going down the list. Chris Lane.
Country singer.
Yep. Walker Hayes.
Country singer.
Yeah, cool. And I get all the way to the end, they're in the chair for me.
Oh, boy.
I mean, not anything. I'm not set up with a jersey, a glove, a hat,
Coach,
nothing.
And what are you thinking at this moment?
I'm like, well, I think I'm going to head back to the parking garage.
Oh, boy.
And I just
It's just you and the grocery bag right now.
Yeah, me and the grocery bag. And there's a couple people that I'm not sure
security,
who they are.
Security. I don't see his security name. He has no jersey. Security.
I there's some people in there like that I don't know who they are. So I'm just like.
Celebs?
Yeah,
celebs. So you start hanging out with them.
No.
Oh.
No.
Was it like Fauci or who?
Dr. Fauci.
So
they got a mask there for
he's
him?
He's playing softball.
They have a catcher's mitt for him?
So I'm like.
None of the teen moms were there or anything?
No, none of them. So I was off to a good start. I was like, looks like I'm not really supposed to be here.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know what to do. So I'm like, well, okay. So I'm
throwing, so at this point, pop-ups to himself.
No, I don't have a glove.
Coach, he's not at the field yet. He's not even at the field yet.
Yeah, because I don't have a glove.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to ask. No jersey, no glove, no nothing.
No hat, no nothing.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there for a little bit. My wife calls me, and I'm talking to her.
Oh, nice. Always have the phone just in case.
It was great.
Hey, sweetie, I love you. I miss you.
Well, they landed in Austin, and they were waiting for my dad to pick them up, and they were like.
Oh, your dad was late?
Yes.
Guess what I'm wearing right now?
She was like, am I supposed to meet him at baggage claim, or is he just going to pull up outside? And I was like, well, just call him. She goes, oh, that's a good idea. So get off the phone, and then.
Didn't think about that.
Then this nice lady comes up, and she goes, oh, do you need a jersey? I was like,
no, I'm going to play in my Hanes white tee. Can you not tell that's a jersey number on it? I'll just write it with a Sharpie.
She's like, are you Parky, the kicker?
And so I'm like, yeah, I need a jersey. And I'm like, all right, she gives me a jersey. I'm like, I don't have a glove.
What does the jersey say? Is there a lunchbox in the back?
No, I didn't have names.
Just generic.
Just a number. Oh, but boy. None of the jerseys had names.
Oh, okay, good.
Wasn't
that fabric you can write on it where she could do it real quick, draw something
No, there was no names on any jersey, which was fine.
Okay, good.
So
what was your number?
5, I believe, or 16.
5.
I don't know.
Slugger's number right there.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like they just threw the number on there real quick, Coach.
Let me see what number I was. Number 5.
The jerseys were cool, by the way.
They were
like
really cool.
White camo.
Yes.
Here's a crazy idea for the number. Could it have been 98, like the local station, the big 98?
Oh,
that's thinking too much, though. My bad.
That's cool. I like number 5.
What about 808, where you kind of look at it and you're like, what is that? But it spells out box. Oh, no, that's Bob. My bad. Forget it. Bad idea.
So I'm like, cool. I put the jersey on. Then I'm like, she starts to walk out. I go, excuse me, I don't have a glove. Because I was told they were going to give us a glove.
Yes, yes.
And she goes, oh, okay, I'll see about getting you one. And so she goes and finds me a glove.
Like,
what, right.
A sawed-off milk carton, Coach? They play like the Dominican?
Coach, that's true. They do that.
So I went down to the field. Overton shows up. We hang out. We're talking.
Matty-o.
How's it going, Matt? Give me daps. So what up, bro? Hey, girl dad club.
Me and Overton are throwing the ball back and forth. Walker Hayes comes up. We're chatting.
Oh, he's like, hey, but you broke up with me.
Yeah. And they all have the cool hats on. And I'm like, man, I didn't get a hat.
Like, you should have taken the birthday hat you wear on your cameos.
I should have.
Why didn't you have a sore loser's hat on?
Wait. Oh, yeah.
We need to make those.
Oh, we have some.
Guys, shameless plug.
We have some from
Sarah.
New Era.
Yeah, Lids.
Lids.
Yeah, she was there last night.
She was?
She was there last night.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she was in town. So,
Coach, you knew the people in the audience more than that. People in the audience
Coach,
knew you.
You think he knew the celebs? No chance.
No, didn't know many of the celebs. Some of them I just had no idea who they were. So I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to do? Everybody's walking around in a hat. So we get done warming up, and then they're like, oh, if you want to take a couple swings, you can come up here and take swings. So, of course, some of the guys.
BP.
Yeah, they're up there taking swings.
Yeah, I'll take a couple jerks at it. Let me see real quick.
No, I'm like, I don't need to take any jerks at it. Like, I'm good. Okay. Like, it's a softball game. I'll swing the bat. If I hit it, I hit it. If I don't, I don't.
Coach, if you don't hit a softball, you're in trouble.
Yes, you're right. Exactly what I thought. I was like, really?
You don't need to practice.
But guess who warmed up?
Matt Overton.
Chris Lane.
Oh, with his bat.
With his bat. DeShawn Kizer warmed up.
Nice. Titans.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure they were good. Will Compton
and
took some
during
swings.
Their warm-up, were they hitting bombs or what were they doing?
Well, they were warming up from second base, so some of them were hitting it to the wall.
Okay.
So it made it look like Kizer hit one way out.
Out?
Way out of center field from second base, though.
Okay.
So it's, you know.
But if it was way out, it would have been a legit home run, maybe.
Right.
Lunch goes up to second base, still doesn't hit it out of the infield. Oh, barely almost got a huddle.
No, I'm practicing my grounders, thank you.
You guys practicing button too? That was me. I tried that one.
So we get done warming up and they're like, all right, you guys, we're going to open it up to the public so if you can go back up to the hospitality tent.
Yes.
I'm like,
that way the public doesn't bombard you.
Yeah, doesn't just swarm us, asking for autographs, bother us. You know, I'm like, cool. And so I go up to the tent. I'm like, man, I still don't have a hat.
Oh my gosh.
And I look over there, and I'm like,
are you looking out of place, though? Or are you kind of able to fit
in?
Well,
he's got a jersey.
I got
a
jersey
either,
now, so I fit in because I'm talking to everybody. I'm on the field, you know what I mean? Like, saying what's up to people.
Hey, Kizer, how you doing, man? Good
talk to Kizer.
Yeah, you want to do a TikTok? What's up, y'all? Hey, you guys on Instagram?
Hey, Jay, what do you think about AB coming to? Or no, who is it?
But Luan and AJ Brown didn't show up.
Oh.
They were not there. They were no shows.
No shows.
Of course. Riley Green's chair is sitting there.
Country singer.
Yes.
Duckman.
And he still has his glove, hat, jersey. So I'm like, this dude ain't coming. So I went and took his hat.
Oh, boy.
I went and took Riley Green's hat.
Oh, boy.
I put it on my head.
You had a glove?
I had a glove. I had a glove at this point. So
we've progressed.
I'm like, hey, I got my hat. I'm in full uniform.
And
ready
to
go.
And who are you again?
What?
Who are you again?
A lunchbox
I'm
from
lunchbox.
The Big 98.
Oh, that's Riley Green.
You're Riley Green, Coach.
Yeah. No, but he was a no-show at this point.
At this point, he's a no-show.
I can already tell he's coming. He's on the way. I can tell.
So then they do a little speech, tell us the rules. We're playing regular baseball rules, three outs. You know what I mean?
They do the national anthem
seven
and
seven innings, not yet.
Oh.
And we go down to the dugout.
You guys kneel?
We go down to the dugout.
Coach, really?
And here comes Riley Green.
Some of those girls.
He shows up.
I wish home.
And I'm like, he's like, hey, where the hell's my hat? Hey, I got everything but my cap. Where is it?
Why is there a drink out of my whiskey?
Yeah. He took a sip.
And I'm like, ooh.
And you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
But he didn't say anything.
No.
No one said anything. But Riley Green showed up to play. Two batting gloves hanging out of the front of his pants.
Wow.
And I'm like,
he was trying to get some. Be
like,
real.
Like, wow, he had the batting gloves tucked into his waistline.
Did he bring his own bat, too?
Don't know if he brought his own bat.
So that's
I didn't
weird.
That.
He brought his gloves and not the bat.
Yeah. So, we're there, and then who comes walking out? Terry Bradshaw.
Mother and Bradshaw.
And I'm like, what? And guess what? He was our coach.
What?
I didn't realize.
Oh, he didn't play?
No. But I didn't realize I was on Team Bradshaw.
Wow.
So he's our third base coach. He's everything. And I'm like,
done.
How's it going, coach?
I'm going to tell you right now, the Cowboys ain't going to win tonight.
I am like, am I going to get to talk to him? How cool is he going to be?
He's going to be. Coach, you know he's cool.
Dude, he was incredible.
He was?
Incredible. And I'm going to tell you, from here on out, there's going to be a lot of cursing because Terry Bradshaw likes to cuss.
Don't cuss.
No, I have to.
No, you can't.
Because I got to relive the stories. I got to tell you what he said.
Friday ratings.
See, this is interesting. We watch him on TV. He doesn't cuss.
Doesn't cuss.
He's like grandpa on there.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think maybe it was it whiskey or bourbon?
He was drinking a little bit?
Yeah, well.
Hit the bottle?
The gift bags had Terry Bradshaw. I think it may have been bourbon now that I say
it. Oh, his own brand.
His own brand. So he was sipping on that.
Coach, you guys got any Gatorade, Powerade, or you just have
bourbon? Yeah, there was Gatorade and Powerade in there.
God, Coach.
Hey, he's like, I'm parched. Give me some whiskey.
So someone comes up and is like, hey, you know what I mean? We're going to do a team tequila shot down here. So you go down there, and Terry was there, and he's like, all right, listen up, you motherfuckers.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, boy. I mean, you really have to say all that?
At least let me be ready at the shotgun.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm telling you.
Sorry, all the seven-year-olds listening.
I just told
apologize.
You. From here. I know. I gave you a warning. I said from here on out, there's going to be a lot of cursing because Terry.
You can do it without cursing.
No, you can't.
Yeah, look, you can say like, "All right, listen here, you motherfuckers." You can do that.
Mm-mm. Because that's not what Terry Bradshaw said.
Oh yeah, you know what? Your mom.
No, that's not what Terry
coach,
Bradshaw said.
A little faster
said.
On that one, coach.
Okay, that's not what he said.
Okay,
I bleated out the mom part.
He said,
"Just the effort."
He said, "He'd get us in a huddle." He's like, "All right. Listen up, you motherfucker."
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Coach, be ready on this.
Did you have chicks on the team?
Yes.
He called them mother.
Yeah, two of his daughters were on my team.
Coach called his chick, his daughter, mother.
And he was like,
Coach, girls can be mother too.
And he goes, I take this shit seriously. And he starts pushing us all in the chest.
What?
He starts, like, we're getting
what
ready.
Does he think it's 1972
right.
Steelers?
He thinks we're
like,
about
what
to
are we doing here?
And the steel curtain's about to be on defense.
Dang, he's Joe Green's there?
He pushes me and touches me in the chest. I'm going to touch him in the face, coach.
Hey, you're like Franco Harris?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. He, like,
okay, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Body
got
checking
it.
You.
Got it.
And you're like, oh, damn, he's still kind of
strong. Push him back?
No, he's kind of strong. Okay. He's on to the next person real quick. Okay. It's like doing drills in football.
Coach, was he trying to be funny or was
Oh, yeah, he's being funny.
Oh, okay.
Being funny. Yeah. And so it's like, okay, this is great.
Yeah.
And then he's like, now let's have some fun. Hoo, 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 hoo. And he starts doing a dance. So we all start doing the dance.
Home team.
Great. So fun.
Yeah.
All right. So we go take the field first inning.
Oh, we're not even at the start of the game yet?
No, coach. No. And Terry just showed up.
Then I'm like, hey, can I get a picture with you? He's like, anything for Kenny Chesney.
He thought you were Kenny Chesney.
He kept calling me Kenny Chesney all night. He kept saying, Kenny, get over here, Kenny.
Coach, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Anything for Kenny Chesney.
Hey, did you sing for him?
No, he's like,
don't blink.
Hey, he's like,
hey, Lunchbox, let me sing you a ditty.
Hey, he kept putting his arm around me and goes, hey, guys, we got fucking Kenny Chesney over here.
And he's dead serious.
That's serious.
That is hilarious. First long kiss on a second date. God, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's Kenny Chesney.
Hey, so we're about to take the field. He goes, Kenny, get your ass out there. But he's the poster child for
happiness. And happy does. Hey, so you went along, right? You're like, well, I'm kidding today.
I just came from the island. You're welcome to come down there anytime you want.
Did you tell him that?
I did.
Good.
He's like, damn it, Kenny, you're a good dude. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap. So, my first time at bat, right? Uh-huh. Couple runners
they're
on.
Like, going up next, Kenny Chesney.
No.
Oh. Never wanted nothing
more. They introduce me, Lunchbox. I walk up, and he goes, timeout. He's coaching third.
Yeah.
He goes, Kenny, get your ass down here. Walk down there. He goes, Kenny. He puts his arm around me. And he goes, Kenny.
Kenny.
He goes, Kenny, no one in this ballpark thinks you can hit shit.
Oh, yeah.
He said, so you proved these motherfuckers wrong, and you hit that damn ball. Now go get it, Kenny.
I mean, do you have to keep cussing?
Dude, this is what he was telling me. And I'm like, nothing like pumping me up by telling me no one believes I can hit the damn ball.
All right,
ball.
So what'd you do?
Oh, roped it to left field, base hit.
Yeah! Base hit, Kenny Chesney.
Then I'm running,
and they throw it home because someone from second tries to score. Uh-huh. They overthrow home. Second run scores. And then I'm on second base. Next hitter.
Who scored? Garth Brooks?
Walker Hayes.
Walker Hayes.
Walker Hayes and someone else. I don't know who else. But so I'm on second base, and someone gets a hit. And I round third, and I'm running home, and I hear, slide! And I'm like, I ain't sliding, guys. I ain't sliding. So
is that Terry telling you to slide?
It was Terry. It was Will Compton from Bussin' with the Boys with Taylor Lewan. And I'm like, uh-uh. So I slam on the brakes because Deshaun Kizer is making the relay throw, and he's got a cannon.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were on the same
team.
I would hope.
No. Isn't he a quarterback?
Yes. And
And
Michael Ray is covering home, and his
Michael
eyes are
Ray?
Real,
he was there too?
Yeah. His eyes are real big, and like he has his glove out, and I'm like, I'm going to be out by 10 feet. So I slam on the brakes, and I start running back to third. Michael Ray throws it to Kizer. So I turn back around, and I'm running home. Kizer throws it to whoever was backing up Michael Ray, and I'm just like back and forth. Six throws. Finally, I get back safely to third. And Terry Bradshaw looks at me and goes, Kenny, you're the worst damn base runner I've ever seen in
my
life.
Right, that's right. Stupid Kenny.
Freaking Kenny, dude.
He called me Kenny all freaking night.
That's hilarious. Dude. Hey, I'm a big fan too, Coach. Big fan.
What's your favorite song?
Probably this one.
Yeah, good.
Stupid
good.
Is... It's a simple wine, it's summertime. Oh, no shoes, no shirt, no problems. A good one, too.
Yeah. But anyway, so Terry Bradshaw was just there. I mean, let me tell you, he was putting down some bourbon. And he was just getting funnier and funnier as the night comes on. Just grabbing
Now, Coach,
people.
Is he tall or is he short?
He's tall.
Okay.
He's tall. I mean, if you look at him,
he's taller than you, yeah.
Yeah, he's taller than me. I mean, he's probably...
But he's Chubbs, you know, he's pretty...
But I would
wide,
say he's probably
right?
6'2", maybe. You know what I mean? Probably not as big as quarterbacks nowadays.
Well, like, you got to think he probably shrunk a little bit. People get smaller.
As they're older.
Yes.
Yes. So he was just, I mean, hyping everybody up, telling everybody, oh, you suck. And he'd run out and yell at the umpire. And I thought he was going to be so uptight. I didn't know. Absolutely.
You thought he was going to be uptight.
Coach, do you not watch him on TV? There's nothing he says seriously.
I didn't know he'd be that loose, though. That's pretty sweet.
He was loose as a goose.
The fact he went with you as Kenny Chesney at the start from the jump.
Hilarious.
And then continued with that, epic.
Coach, was he calling people by the wrong names the whole time?
No,
or was
just
you?
Me.
Okay, he took you as an absolute joke then, Coach.
Kenny Chesney.
And I told him, one inning, he comes in, he goes, we're up 10-9. He goes, all right, you sons of bitches. I got 50 G's on you guys to win, so let's not screw this up.
Oh, you can win some of Terry's money. I've seen that on TV.
And I told him, I said, so, if we win, do I get 2 G's? And he goes, damn right you do, Kenny.
Way to be ready, Coach, just in case.
Damn right you do, Kenny.
Okay, $2,000.
Yeah. And so... Then,
well, I started playing a little bit harder.
Hey, so he starts swinging harder, running faster.
So then I went up. Ray, you got the clip?
Yeah, yeah.
I went up and interviewed him. He's coaching third, and this is after he told me I was the worst base runner in the history of base running. And I went up to our coach, and I said, hey, man, how am I doing?
We're about to talk to my coach. Coach, question, coach.
Coach,
what
pause
about
it,
my
pause
hit?
It, pause it,
hit?
Coach. Awesome. Coach, awesome. Pause it. I think we just found out why Coach doesn't have a voice today.
Got him.
I mean, did you hear how hard he's yelling out there?
Dude, and why does Terry have a little Band-Aid on his cheek? Is that COVID patch or what is that?
I
quit
don't
smoking?
Know. I didn't ask him. He must have got a nick when he was shaving. I don't know.
Back to the clip.
Coach, what about my hit? What about my hit?
Awesome. Awesome hit. If I had more hitters like you, we'd fucking be winning this motherfucker. Get out of here.
Wait, what about my
get
base
out
run?
Of here.
Oh, your base run fucking awesome. Get out of here.
Hilarious.
Coach, I think your estimate of a couple bourbons was off by 10.
Coach, did you hear him slurring? Dang, he's saucing, dude.
Dude, he was going out there.
Did he go to Broadway before the game?
Coach, he must have pre-gamed over at Tootsie's, Coach.
Dude, when you said there was whiskey at your chair, it wasn't because they were doing a promotional thing. He brought the whiskey from his pre-game bender or from last night.
Yeah, hey, get out of here. I like how he keeps telling you get out of here.
Hey, coach, am I good? Yeah, if we had more something like you, we wouldn't win this game.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
I love how he ends it with get out of here.
He might have spilled a whole bottle
of whiskey.
the whole night.
Get
I mean, just
here.
Sloshing out of his cup. Just,
get out of here.
I mean, up and down the base path, yelling at the ump.
The sounds are trying to warm up today. Man, I swear this infield grass smells like booze.
It's all over the dirt.
Coach, they're going to try and pick up those little bunt balls. They can't even get them. It's all slippery and sliding like a whiskey bottle.
But maybe the highlight of the night, well, Chris Lane hit three over the outfield head. I mean, all three. Every time he got up, inside the park home run, because he just crushed it.
Yeah, yeah. He's good.
Riley Green, first pitch he saw.
Did he ever get a hat, by the way?
No, he never got a hat. Never got a hat. Riley Green hit one 332 over the fence.
Wow.
Over the fence.
I got to look this cat up.
Boy, Riley Green, he's big, man.
I mean, he hit a ball.
But here's the thing. Like, Chris
Lane,
he's powerful, but he's small. He's a small dude. So for his size, that's a hard-hitting dude.
Yes.
But Riley.
He's like Altuve.
Yes. But Riley's big. He's a big dude, thick, muscular.
But to hit it out.
That's crazy.
Slow
a softball.
Pitch.
A softball.
Softball.
No, that's I've never seen that.
That's more jacks than the sounds hit.
332 feet down the left field line, home run.
Did he roll out of that game with any? Because, I mean, I guarantee got him some.
What is that?
Did he have a tail with him?
Tail.
I don't know. He showed up. We were already in the dugout. He was the last one there. He was late. That's why I stole his hat. Mm.
Is Riley Green in a relationship?
I don't know.
He's never been in love.
Oh. Read more, Coach. I want to know more about this.
Yeah. But anyway, and I became good friends with Bradshaw's daughter.
Yeah, like, did you talk to any chicks or was it just dudes?
Is she the one that has a show?
Yeah, she's on the show. They're all on the show.
Oh, they're all on the show.
Yeah. That's how they were. Was he there for his show or the NFL on Fox?
Probably the show.
The show.
So was his daughter the one married to the
one of them but I don't know which one.
Briones?
Yeah, but I don't know which one. But yeah, me and.
Did you all talk about that?
No. 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 But yeah, me and Rachel Bradshaw, we hung out the whole night.
Does she know you?
I don't know.
Or does she think you were Kenny?
No, she knew. Like, we chatted the whole game.
But does she know you were Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones show?
She thought he was an Uber Eats driver.
Or does she think you were Kenny Chesney?
Coach.
I think she knew I was Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah?
Because I told her I was Lunchbox.
Oh, she thought he looked familiar from an Uber ride.
So,
what did she like about you?
We were just talking and laughing and, like,
I cheated.
No, we didn't cheat. It had nothing to do with that.
I'm sorry. We drank whiskey and cheated.
It had nothing to do with that.
What was, topics?
Oh, we were just out in the outfield, and we were just chatting it up, just laughing about things. And then we
Like what?
It's crazy how it gets evening here in Nashville. That's funny.
And the grass kind of tickles your feet, huh? Like, what were you like? What kind of stories?
We were just making fun of people in the game, like talking about them.
Hey, Bradshaw girl, you get a boob job, I'll hang up and listen.
That's funny.
No, I didn't ask her that.
Did you tell her? Hey, look at Riley. He didn't have a hat on because I stole it. That little...
No, I didn't say that.
Well, then what kind of jokes, Coach?
Dude, we were just talking about things going on, like how, hey, man, we're out here, and people think we really want the ball to come to us. We don't want the damn ball to come to us, but we're going to act like we're ready, and we're really into this game, and just kind of things like this. Like,
okay.
Because people were real serious. There were serious people out there.
But you guys weren't.
No. Okay. And we were like, look, this is the perfect spot. You stand right here, ball will never come to us. Great. And then Chris Lane hit it right over our head.
Hey, remember that softball tournament we played, or the celebrity game we played?
Yeah.
And the dude from Stain, what's his name? Aaron Lewis?
Yeah, he was smoking weed in the
outfield. I mean, the dude was smoking weed out there.
In the outfield.
The charity game?
Yeah. And I think the game was like at 10 a.m.
Yeah. It was. So then I'm going to tell you one person that is not an athlete.
Michael Ray.
Correct.
Yeah. Big dude.
Big
jacked.
Dude.
Not an athlete.
He struck out twice.
Oh.
Like, it got so bad that there was players on
I've never seen anyone strike. Well, no, I've seen someone strike out.
Yeah. It got so bad that he struck out twice. And so when there was runners on, people on our team would start yelling, put Michael Ray up. Put Michael Ray up.
Yeah. Because he's going to strike out. Pretty
Dang.
Bad, huh?
Yes. So I got a picture with Terry, guys. And I said, Terry.
Hey, did he play all the full game, or he leave the game after halfway through?
No, he never played. He was just the coach.
He's just the coach, Coach.
He threw out the ceremonial.
Did you get him a coach shirt?
I didn't know he was going to be there.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know he was going to be there. And so at the end, I'm like, hey, Terry, you know, I got a picture, and I'm like, hey, man, me and the boys, Ray and Eddie, we do the Sore Losers podcast. You should really come on our podcast.
Okay, Coach, I'm sure you said our name.
He's like, Kenny.
No, I did tell you your name.
Yeah, Kenny, I'll come down to the boat. Where are you at, Tortuga or St. Thomas?
And he said, this is what Terry Bradshaw's quote. Mm-hmm. I don't do no fucking stupid podcast. Get out of here with that crap.
Wow. Wait, I don't know what you said. What did he say?
He said,
I don't know about no.
I don't do no stupid fucking podcast. Get out of here with that crap. And he shoved me.
Get out of here.
Go back down to St. Thomas, Kenny.
And that was my night at the Diamond.
Wow, that was fun, Coach.
Whatever happened with the 2K?
He never paid.
But you won, though.
We did win. His daughter, Rachel.
Your chick.
She scored the winning run.
Wow.
I did choke, dude.
Was it on the court? Was it there or back?
What?
Back to your place.
So.
Yeah, where'd y'all score?
No, she crossed home plate and jumped into my arms.
Wow.
Yes.
And then you all made out?
No, we didn't make out.
Oh.
There was no make out. The crowd was going crazy. Our team mobbed her at home plate. And it was a great moment in our history. It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going into it, it started out very awkward when there was no jersey, no glove, no hat.
Interesting timing with a random Thursday night not associated with any holiday or any event.
I didn't even hear of the event.
Well, they put it together in 90 days.
It sounds like nine.
Because
take that zero out?
No, because once things were starting to open back up, uh-huh. they hurried and planned it. And next year it'll be full blown, they say.
How did you choke?
We're down by one run, bottom of the seventh. I'm leading off.
Out of seven innings?
Yeah.
Oh, what is this, a Major League Baseball doubleheader?
And so I step up. I'm the leadoff hitter, and the ball's a foot inside.
Coach, did they put you as leadoff hitter?
It's my spot.
Kenny Chesney, coach.
It's my spot. Eddie, idiot. They don't just pick who starts. They don't pick who starts the inning. It's whoever got – it's the batting order.
Gotcha.
The person in front of me, Walker Hayes, got the last out. So I lead off the next inning. So we're down one. I got to get on base to tie it up,
yes,
right?
Yes, you have to.
First pitch is, a foot and a half inside. Should have just let it go. But no, I try to crank it. Pop out to third. DeShon Kizer catches.
Oh, boy.
Should have let it go. It was a bad pitch, but I wanted to be the hero and swing at the first pitch. Bad move. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get on base.
That's a choke job for sure.
Choke job.
Yeah.
I let the team down, but
it's
we
okay.
won.
Your chick won the game-winning run.
Hey, she did win the game. I mean, it was awesome, dude. It was so much fun.
Did you tell your wife about that?
Yes.
You said it lasted till 10. Did you guys play under the lights?
Yes, we played under the lights.
That's sick now.
Why?
Made me a little
What's
jealous.
The difference?
Way better. Baseball is so dope under the lights.
It is. It feels a lot cooler. It feels.
Coach, when we played, it was 11 a.m. and 89 degrees.
That was
in
so damn hot.
I don't know, boys.
Summer.
I like daytime baseball.
No, I like daytime baseball, but when you get to play under professional lights, you feel cool.
I don't know. Shoeless Joe Jackson never played under lights.
You're right.
They say it makes it harder to see the fly balls.
Oh, I mean, the first inning, the sun was just at
the first what?
First inning.
Uh-huh.
Was at such an angle that Chris Lane steps up. He hits a line drive. Outfielders didn't even see it. We didn't even move. No one moved.
Because the sun was just.
And it was over our head. We had no idea where the ball went.
Wow, that's scary. That's scary. That's dangerous.
Dangerous. But, I mean, literally just stood there.
How much money did you guys raise?
I don't know.
Okay.
But what was it, tornado relief?
No. It was for scholarships.
Of honor. Flags of honor.
Yeah, folds of honor.
Folds of honor.
So what it is service.
Fold your laundry?
Servicemen and women that have been injured or killed in the line of duty. This raises scholarship money for their families to send their kids to college.
Let's go.
It was a great
good job,
event.
Coach. That's great.
And they're having a golf tournament later this year, and they invited us.
Oh, are we playing? I'll play that.
They invited us.
Let's go.
If Terry's playing, somebody locked the booze cooler.
Hey, I'm playing lights out these days, so let's go.
I mean, yes. The booze was flowing, and they poured tequila in the cup, and we drank out of it like the Stanley Cup.
Y'all doing
when we
jungle
won.
Juice and stuff?
No, just when we won, it was nice warm tequila. It was terrible, but it was a lot of fun.
Good, Coach. I like the stories.
Dude,
good.
I didn't even know it was a softball game. It sounded like spring break mixed in with a couple of softballs being thrown.
I will tell you what. I am lucky I was on Team Bradshaw because that other team.
Who was the coach of the other team?
I don't know.
Was it Joe Namath?
It was like Bear Bryant?
No.
Broadway
Vince
Joe.
Vince Lombardi.
Was it Saban?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool.
But, hey, They did not look like they were having as much fun.
No. They didn't have Bradshaw as their coach.
They did not have Bradshaw. Bradshaw brought the energy. He brought the fun. He brought the entertainment.
So Belichick was on the other side.
Yeah, Belichick kept him buttoned up. You know what I mean? Like, sit down. Don't talk.
So at what point did you feel your voice going?
No, I never did.
Oh, until this morning.
Dude, I'm telling you. I just was like, oh, man. And now I got nasal congestion crap, and it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I could barely tell, Coach.
Do I sound better?
Are you going to speak at the wedding tomorrow?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if Mike D wants me to say a few words, I will absolutely get up and say a few words.
Yeah, because we're all going to Mike D's wedding tomorrow in...
Salado,
Texas.
Yeah. It's a good little town.
Oh, nice. I've been to a wedding there. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Same place?
I don't know where he's getting married.
I doubt there's more than one in Salado, Texas.
Where is he getting married at?
Who knows, Coach? Salado, Texas, population 50. Who knows?
Yeah, my friend Kathleen got married there.
Kathleen?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Kathleen Turner.
No. Kathleen Turner, what's that?
I don't know.
Nope.
Okay.
Kathleen Wheat, she got married.
I know her.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you really don't. Yeah, she got married. I was there. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, you watching basketball?
Yes.
I literally watch no games.
Why?
I don't know what it is, and it may get me kicked off this podcast, but I'm not interested in NBA basketball.
But the NBA playoffs have been so good.
Not interested.
LeBron.
I watch a game and gone. I'm like,
please call him loser.
No, guys, you got to understand. LeBron can't do everything.
And he's filming Space Jam.
Yeah, he can't do anything.
He's done with the real NBA team. He's doing the Toon Squad team.
He can't do everything, and he's got no help on his team.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I mean, oh, who does he got?
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, hurt.
Oh, he didn't play?
Hurt. The dude that is soft as Charmin. I mean, we might as well call him Charmin because he gets hurt all the time.
Not appropriate, Coach, after the pandemic when we're out of toilet paper.
Kuzma hurt?
Nope.
Well, there you go.
And I remember LeBron, we used to say, he has no help and he led a team to the NBA Finals. What about when he has tons of help and he doesn't get out of the first round?
That's true.
Because the Suns, here's the thing.
The Suns are a damn good team.
They he was in the Eastern Conference then and it was terrible.
Yeah.
The Suns are really good.
Yeah.
The Suns are
welcome
a good
to the
team.
West, mother.
And it's hard. It's
none
hard.
None of this mustard.
When Anthony Davis doesn't ever play because he's always freaking hurt. LeBron James has to be looking in the mirror going, I got the softest dude.
I feel
in
like
the
if
NBA.
You're that big, though, you're prone to get hurt. I mean, he's gigantic, Coach. You understand all the weight on his body? Like, he's huge.
Yes, but he gets hurt. You're right.
He's humongous.
Well, you ever guys, sorry, finish what you're saying. My analogy is maybe too powerful to interrupt.
I'm just saying Anthony Davis is a monster. Big people get hurt a lot because there's a lot of weight on their body.
You know when you're in town and you see one skyscraper starting to get built and you say, man, that's going to be the tallest skyscraper. And then right next door, they start up with another skyscraper and it becomes then bigger than that skyscraper that was built. LeBron realized halfway through his building of skyscrapers in LA that there was a skyscraper in Brooklyn that was about to tower the hell over it, and he was never going to see the light of day. He needs to get out. Because what they've built in Brooklyn is far more tall and powerful as a skyscraper than anything they have in L.A., and I will hang up and listen.
I don't think LeBron ever thought he was building something powerful in L.A.
No, I think he thought he was going to build a juggernaut, and they were going to win and win and win. And he said when they thought Anthony Davis was going to be out for Game 5, he said, well, these shoulders weren't built for nothing. And guess what? They got blown out by 30.
These shoulders weren't built for nothing.
You need to rebuild them.
And then they come into last night. And, I mean, I'm watching the game. They're down by 30 in the first half. It's like, what in the world?
You got home after the game and watched the game?
I was watching some of it. I watched it till halftime. And then I was like, well, this is over.
Yeah, LeBron, you may do leg day. But, dude, I think you skipped shoulder day because you guys are out, man. You didn't shoulder anything,
but
bro.
But also, the Lakers had an unfair, really, offseason. Because from the end of the bubble to the start of the season, they only had 71 days.
And they were defending champions.
Yes, 71 days. That's a lot of wear and tear.
Can we just count those games during the pandemic as not happening?
Well, they won the championship, so you have to count it. But, yeah, he's
no
going home.
No fans in a bubble
LeBron,
in Florida.
LeBron's going home. The Lakers are going home. But they'll be back.
Coach,
Anthony Davis will be
Florida.
Back, and he'll get hurt again. And we'll talk about this all over again, how he's always getting hurt, and he gets hurt all the time.
Anthony Davis will be back at YMCA League. I mean, they're out of the playoffs, Coach. You can't just come into the playoffs after you've been eliminated.
I'm talking about next year. So don't talk about how LeBron sucks and da-da-da. Just stop.
I mean, LeBron's done, though, right?
They don't go by LeBron. He goes by LaFlop.
No, but at some point LeBron's going to be like, "All right, I have no chance anymore. Like, let's just let."
But I think he thinks with AD healthy AD a full season to or full off season to recover. He said he's not going to go to the Olympics because he's going to do Space Jam 2.
They're done with they're done with Space Jam 2.
I think he was kidding, Coach.
Oh,
but he's not going to do the Olympics, is what?
Okay,
he was
he's joking, Coach, because they're done shooting Space Jam 2.
Okay. Well, he needs the rest. He realizes he's older now. He needs the rest.
To drink that Sprite.
And then tonight.
Do you want the audio to see if he was kidding?
Yeah,
or
go
serious?
Ahead. Go ahead.
Eddie?
Yeah, sure, Coach.
Sorry, I was filibustering.
Yeah, Coach, I would be really interested in hearing this audio of LeBron saying he's going to focus on Space Jam.
Did they damn delete it?
Because I am definitely interested in that. I believe.
Platoon squad this summer instead of Olympics. I think that's what that's my focus on trying to beat the Monstars or the Goon Squad, we call them now. So didn't have much success versus Sun, so now I am gearing my attention to the Goon Squad here.
Yeah, he's joking. Okay, so
you think he's going to the Olympics?
No. Oh, I'm saying he's not focusing on the Goon Squad.
Well,
that's what we were talking about.
Hey, LaFlop is pretty funny. That was funny.
What's that?
Production wrap September 2019.
Yeah, that's wrapped, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's over. But yep, you know,
Steve, executive producer Steve, thanks, just served Steve. Eddie with facts.
No, guys.
Oh, lunch then.
Lunch, not me. I've been saying he's done with Space
Jam. Sorry, I keep forgetting that's lunch with the deep throat. I think he's deep throat. Coach, I don't know who he is.
All right. I thought he was our exec Rod over here for a second.
He does sound like him.
He does. Hey, so, what I'm saying is when I play NBA 2K,
yeah,
and they do the career mode, they set you up with the management company. And the management company tries to get you to say certain things like, hey, we're working on a movie. Can you say the movie during your press conference today? And then you have to decide as a player, like, is it worth it? Should I be that cheesy athlete who always plugs my companies and my projects? Or do I keep it generic and say, no, I'm going to work hard on my basketball game? And so this is actually a scenario in NBA 2K21.
That is very realistic.
Yes, that's what I love about the game. It's very realistic.
That's
so
funny.
So you can tell here that LeBron took the money option of being like, hey, in the press conference today, since it's your last press conference of the season, can you please do the plug-in for the movie that we're premiering here in the next couple months?
Eddie, great example.
Boom.
Great job.
And that's what you just heard.
The dot you just connected was very difficult and connect the dots.
I mean, so Eddie doesn't even need to watch sports and he brings good points.
Okay. Why is Eddie not watching NBA? Is there not good stuff?
Yeah, it's so good. It's intense.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh. Trae Young going off at the Garden.
I don't know what it is.
Hey, not only did Trae Young knock out the Knicks, he took a bow in the Garden in New York.
But he said that the bow was just something that, like, it was a respect thing.
No. Did you hear what he said, bow?
Then play. I took it as he was, like, being a
Ray, you
a
got
good
what he
person.
Said?
I don't know
if there's audio.
No, Coach, yeah. We can filibuster for that.
It might be a long filibuster, like one of those they do in the Senate all night.
What I like about Trae Young is his messy hair.
No, he said, I did the bow because I knew where we were. There's a lot of shows. There's a lot of actors. And at the end of the show, what do?
You
take
bow.
A bow.
See, right. That's a great
quote. Like, that
no,
is great.
What does that mean?
He's talking about Broadway, the shows, and the show was over for the Knicks. So he took
a bow. No, but he didn't say that.
That's what he said.
No, he didn't. He said.
Listen, Tom Thibodeau knows that. And his young
takes a bow for his offensive prowess. Yeah.
Sorry, it's not him. It's the announcers.
Coach, you're putting words in his mouth. If you're Trae Young and you want to talk, then say what you just said. He didn't say what you just said. He literally comes out and says, "I knew where I was. That's where that's where performers do bows, and so I took a bow." What does that mean? Mm-hmm. What does
he was
that
saying?
Mean?
The show is over. Like, it's over. You guys don't get to see it anymore because you're going. The series is over.
Yeah.
The show is over. The Knicks show for the year is over. So you take a bow.
Okay.
He's letting them know, hey, lights out. Man. Time to go home.
These athletes have a weird sense of humor.
That is hilarious.
Like, so weird. How is that funny?
Hey, I know where we are. I know that it's a bunch of shows around this city. And I know what they do when the show is over. Boom. That is a great quote.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It's okay. I don't get it, and that's probably why I don't watch NBA. Really.
You're not a thespian like me and Lunchbox, dude. We understand the Broadway.
Then
I am a thespian. I love
they
Broadway.
They always finish their plays with a bow.
Les Miserables is one of my favorites.
A stripper always finishes her dance with a curtsy.
What the hell is he talking about?
Broadway show, New York City.
I get it. It's just a weird thing to say.
Not anymore. They don't really do shows there anymore.
No, they're opening back up. Tickets are on sale. You can go.
And that's Broadway, bro. You're at the Garden. That's 142nd Street, man.
It's not even down on Times Square.
Come on. You want to go to Broadway? You're not near Broadway. At the Garden.
You know the Garden's actually pretty hard to see. There's a bunch of buildings. It just comes out of nowhere.
I mean, Garden's pretty cool to see. It's in the middle of Manhattan concrete jungle. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't even know it was I thought one time it was a corner gas station. I was like, it's the Garden.
Hey, that's by Times Square. We were just there.
It kind of looks like a dump from the outside. You know, I don't see the iconic. It says it's iconic, but it looks like trash.
Looks a lot cooler on TV, I tell you what. And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you go there, you see Spike Lee sitting front row. You know Spike Lee?
You know that Boston has a Garden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they call it gardens everywhere?
Where the Predators play, we call that the Garden.
Like it should be, like Bridgestone Garden. Right? Well, like you know, Boston has the Garden. New York has the Garden. But everyone else has the arena.
It would sound a lot cooler to say than Bridgestone
Arena.
Boring.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Denver, where do they play? They should play at the Garden.
Well, then everybody, and then the Garden would be kind of lame. Because it's sort of
like. Well, hey, you got to give it to Detroit. They did one thing right.
The Palace.
The Pistons played at the Palace.
There you go.
That's a name right
there.
That's
a good name.
It's an amazing name.
But it may be named something else now because it may have a sponsor.
It's called Little Caesars. Yep, yep. See, there you go. Beer.
Pizza. Basketball. What should Nashville be called? The Bridgestone.
Whatever.
It doesn't have to go.
Cave.
No, it doesn't have to go with Nashville, but it has to be something that's held in high regard.
The guitar.
Okay. See, that's so stupid.
Bridgestone guitar.
That's or, so dumb. Bridgetown. Bridgestone country music.
No. Oh, the Bridgestone record.
No.
You're trying to think of cool things. Palace, that you put in great respect.
Right. I'm just saying the Garden. It's cool, right? Like you call it just the Garden. Madison Square Garden. That's where they play basketball. And everywhere else, they call it arena.
I think you've put a good little petition in the ears of GMs and owners. They need to consider this.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I don't know the name we're looking for, but Palace is awesome.
Malice at the Palace. That's the only way it works because it's called the Palace.
Yeah, it's not Malice at the Arena.
Or Malice at the Garden.
It'd have been Assault at the Arena.
What would you rhyme with Garden? The Farting?
Harden.
Farting at the Garden.
Harden at the Garden.
You can do that.
I don't know anything else.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. And then tonight.
Basketball?
Yes.
You got another softball game?
No.
Me and Bradshaw are going to go drinking.
The Clippers.
Oh, here we go. Trey Young, sorry.
Oh,
Executive producer Steve.
Thank you. Let's hear some awesome poetry.
Yeah, I mean, the bow is something I did in high school after I hit a game winner. And leading up to this game. I know where we are. I know it's a bunch of shows around this city. And I know what they do when the show is over. So that's pretty much what it was. So.
Wow. See, the show is over.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's what he's saying is like, it's time to go home, man. You got to get up out of here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because the lights are out at the Garden for the rest of the year.
Coach, and I think they even wrote a song about that. But you put on quite a show.
Queen Bee. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show.
Very entertaining. But it's over now. Holy shit. Yeah, they played that on the way out.
That's what he was doing.
That's what he was doing.
Email.
Wow, man. I mean, that's the quote of the century.
Dang,
right,
dude.
There.
And I got other homie. I got LaFlop talking about Toon Squad this morning.
Yeah.
Good hey.
God. Grade A audio clips, coach.
And the Clippers, they're about to look like the biggest idiots ever. They tank the last two games of the season because they don't want to face the Lakers in round one. They wanted the Mavericks. They wanted to poke the bear that is Luka, the budding superstar.
Don't forget about the unicorn.
Luka, you didn't want to poke the bear. Luka Doncic.
Porzingis.
And they did that. And now they're down 3-2, and they could be on their way home if they lose to Dallas tonight.
You better nut up or shut up.
And here's the thing. If they lose tonight, that front office has to be fired. It has to be. They have, what a disaster. They gave up like 5 future first-round picks for Paul George, and it's going to be back-to-back first-round exits from the playoffs.
But Paul George has had some massive games, though.
But what they've given up, nothing has happened. So it's showing that, hey, you can put these superstars together, but that doesn't mean big names don't win games all the time.
Ooh, I like that. That's almost as good as Trae Young's.
Put that on a shirt.
But it's unbelievable what a colossal choke job.
Don't win games.
This will be if the Clippers lose. This will be an unbelievable choke city. Get out of here. Unbelievable.
And that's coming from me, deep throat.
And I know something about choking. Yeah. I choked in the softball game last night when I came up in the bottom of the 7th. And this is exactly what the Clippers are doing. And I am, as a Spurs fan, I hate to say it, I'm cheering for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Do not even say Spurs during the NBA playoffs.
Why? They were in the play-in tournament.
He still squeezes his team name into playoffs that are going on that don't even include his team.
All right. Well,
I'm with you, though. The NBA playoffs have been awesome.
They've been great.
I have zero on it, and I am interested, and I like watching the highlights in the morning.
And I did tune in. I tuned in last night because when I got home, I was flipping between the Suns and Lakers and then the Carolina-Tampa game. It was 2-2 in overtime. I turned it on. And they were celebrating. Someone won. They had scored the goal before I got on the game.
What's the capacity at these basketball games now? Are they full?
No.
Some, I don't know. Close. I haven't looked at different. I mean, different cities have different rules, so I don't really know. But, I mean, Knicks fans chanting F Trae Young. And
that's why he bowed.
Exactly. The trash talk back and forth. It's so fun. It's been very intense. The games have been so good. Dame Lillard going off for like 13 threes in overtime the other night, and they still lose. They're out of the playoffs. Is it ever going to work in Portland? I don't know. If they can't beat the Nuggets without Jamal Murray, come on. So good.
Damian Lillard, is that a big name?
Yes.
Yeah, well, guys, and you just said big names don't win games.
And that email I got was from iHeartMedia, and the Can't Cancel Pride event is tonight. You can watch it on iHeartMedia's YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch.
I thought you were talking about you got emailed a song.
I thought you were going to say Terry Bradshaw emailed us.
No, and he said, I reconsidered that invite to the podcast. He said, I'm still not fucking doing it. Now get away from me.
Oh, boy.
That's respect. Everybody thinks they can have a podcast and get every guest. Terry Bradshaw just put it right in our
ass. Not only put it in my face, but I ask him, he says no, and then he shoves me away. I get out of here.
Because everybody's like, oh, I got a podcast. Hey, I have a podcast. And then Terry Bradshaw just straight to your face was like, your podcast, dude.
Yeah, he basically did.
Oh, wow. I just got an email, guys.
Uh-oh.
It's about ransomware.
Oh, don't click on it.
Do not click on emails that have these options. You don't know the sender, don't click any links on that email.
Oh, my God.
The sender is someone. If the sender is someone you know but doesn't normally send you individual emails, especially with links or attachment, do not click on those. And also, if there's an urgency in the sender's message, don't click on those links.
From Tanner Bennett, I got a DM. He wanted me to read this on today's podcast. He said, Sizzin, going to the coast with my wife. Give us a shout-out on the pod. Cold beer, sandy cheeks, and sore losers blaring on the radio. Get this done for me, coacher. I love it because that was almost a song, and I am going to hack that from you and write that into a song.
Cold beer, sandy cheeks, and what?
And Sore Losers Podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to be on your f***ing podcast.
You should write that, Kenny.
I mean, Kenny. He called me Kenny all freaking night.
That's good.
So before we go, coachers, after 4.5 years, I finally decided to propose. My fiance, Amy, and I
What's his name?
Would you let me get there?
Well, his fiance's name is Amy. We know
my
that.
My fiance, Amy, and I are getting married June 5th, and man, I sure did out-pump my coverage with her. I drive a wrecker and look forward to the pod to help me get through the days. She loves to listen when we take a road trip, and we'll be headed to Key West for our honeymoon. Wanted to take her to Aruba, but like I said, I drive a wrecker.
Coach.
And we'll listen to the week's podcast on the way down while on the beach. I would love to surprise her with a shout-out from the guys whose faces are on her pajama shirt.
Hey!
Any tips about places to go, eat, see in the Keys would be greatly appreciated. Never been to the Keys, dude. Don't know.
Key West is the shh.
Kenny, you should know.
Coach, you should. I thought you lived there. all right, listen, but I went to Key West 2-3 years ago.
How was it?
Legit.
What restaurant was your favorite?
Okay, I don't remember the names of these restaurants, but there is a bar.
There's one on the water.
There's
a really
bar.
Cool. There was one that had sand by it. That was cool.
Look for the one with the palm tree.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There was a Cuban restaurant somewhere in the middle of Key West. I don't know the name of it. Legit Cuban food. So good. There's also a bar. I don't remember the name of it, but and I think a lot of bars have it, but they sell conch fritters. And this is fried conch. Guys, fried conch is delicious. So if you see that on the menu, order yourself some fried conch. It's really good.
There you go. Congratulations.
Oh, and the Cuban coffee is really good in Key West. You like coffee? Ask for a Cuban coffee.
Thanks again for all the laughs, and you have helped us share over the years. Keep up the great work, coaches, and I will hang up and listen. The newlyweds, Kurt and Amy Peacock. So congratulations. Enjoy Key West. We gave you the advice.
Hold on. There's a beach, too, that's really cool.
And have a good marriage, you little
Yeah. Hold and, on. Hey, maybe hit me up while you're down there.
What's his name?
Kurt and Amy Peacock.
Kurt, hold on.
Eddie, it may have closed because of the pandemic.
No, I mean, it's like a national park or something. You got to go. It's not in
the
Key
Cuban
West.
The Cuban restaurant?
No. This beautiful beach.
I was telling Baser, we're in West Nashville, and I said, sweetie, listen, there's this great barbecue place called Porky's or Corky's or some shit.
Damn. Oh, come on.
Something
You're not
like
Terry
that.
Bradshaw. You can't curse.
I'm driving down Charlotte, guys, and... Freaking pandemic, man. Every time I turn around, I got memories of it. I look at Corky's. Whole damn thing's boarded up. They haven't served barbecue in 5 months. I was like, well, sweetie, sorry about date night. Porky, stop barbecuing. God. So, yeah, guys, be careful before you head out. Make sure, verify these places are open. A lot of them had to shutter. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right.
1 hour in, one hour.
We're
Eddie,
out.
Let us know on that Cuban Mexican spot.
No, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for a beach that my wife and I went to.
Yeah, try the Atlantic.
Oh,
coach.
I got it. Here it is. Bahia Onda State Park. It's Bahia and then Onda, Honda. It's like Honda State Park. Dude, amazing. Bahia Honda Key. So freaking awesome out there. It's a little bit. It's not like on Key West. You have to drive a little bit, but this place is beautiful. Like,
careful on those private beaches. When I was in Maui, some guy, I was at some beach. He tried to grab my
Really?
Yeah, because it's the locals try to get the word out about these secret private beaches, and then they try to rob your
Okay, so Bahia Onda, this place. So this is where I found all these conches, boys.
Yeah.
Like, you know what queen conches are?
Yeah.
They're like the big shells.
One. Queen?
So we found like three of these. Did I ever tell you the story?
Yes, queen.
Yes.
Me and my wife, we go out to this like Bahia Onda State Park. And it's I'm telling you, there's no one
it
out
was
there.
Crawling with corona.
Dude, no, this was 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago.
And I'm walking on the beach and you can see like it's the water so clear that you can see your feet. And you're walking. And I was walking and I was like, oh, there's like something right there. What is that? Is that a stingray? Like whatever. And I nudge it and it's a big shell.
Grab it.
I'm talking about the size of a bowling ball.
Okay.
And so I get the shell. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's one of those beautiful shells that you put up to your ear.
And you hear the ocean. You can take it home and hear the ocean.
So I take it home with me. What I didn't know.
Coach, what are you, Tom Hanks on Castaway?
What I didn't know was that there was an animal in it. And so I found out later that night that there was an animal in there. And it was still in the trunk of my car. So I'm like, oh, crap. Like, and I think the animal's dying. So anyway, long story short, we're leaving in 2 days. The animal
very short.
Hey, what about long story super short, coach? Is that possible?
The animal dies, okay? And so I'm like, I got to get the animal out of there because it's like dead and it's
Coach smart. Is trying to cover up a crime in a foreign land.
Wait, you were in Florida.
Yes.
You had a dead body in your trunk?
Yes.
Hey, Casey Anthony.
Okay.
Coach, so, I think I was watching this on Lifetime the other night.
So I get rid of the animal, right?
Okay.
And so
then you torch the car.
We're flying out. We're flying out of Miami.
Coach
guys,
has got conch all over his shirt.
I'm not kidding, guys.
Got to burn the clothes too.
We're flying out of Miami, so I'm driving down to Miami with this dead conch in the back of my car. So I tell my wife, like, we have to like.
Whoop, whoop.
It's starting to smell. Like, I got to clean this conch out or something.
Coach stops at the old Costco and gets bleach and duct tape.
I mean, Coach. Dude. I stopped at Walgreens, and I got bleach.
Did you pay cash?
Paid cash.
There you go.
No trace.
That's smart.
Hey, and I'm pouring bleach in the parking lot of Walgreens in this conch.
Coach, why didn't you just ask for a gas canister of gas and then also some zip ties?
And a sign that says, I'm guilty.
Boys, boys, a car pulls up.
Oh, crap.
Rolls his window down. He goes, hey, man, you're not from here, are you? I'm like, excuse me? I can tell you're not from here.
Whoop, whoop.
Wow, what's up?
Whoop, whoop.
Heads up, man. Conches like that, that's illegal. Like, they will put your ass in jail.
Whoop.
If you take a conch out of that water and take it with you wherever you're going. And I'm like, oh, are you serious? Like, yeah, man, most people don't know that. But I'm telling you, I got two friends that are still doing jail time because they stole about 200 conches.
Whoop, whoop.
And I'm like, oh, crap.
Coach, at this point, you got to ditch the car.
I go,
no,
hey. That,
no, what you do is you got to throw the conch in his car and go.
I tell the guy, hey, thanks for the heads up. He's like, no problem, man. Get rid of that thing quick. So now I'm driving. I know I've got... in my trunk of my car.
No, no, you can't have it in the trunk. You got to have it in your lap to throw out the window.
Illegal contraband.
Because you got to think he wrote your license plate down.
So my wife's saying, like, come on, is this guy telling the truth? You think? I'm like, I don't know. Check Google. She checks Google. Sure enough, it's illegal.
Whoop, whoop.
So now you're starting to sweat.
So now I'm sweating. I'm like, where do I get rid of this conch? And I'm driving down the road. I'm like, should we just throw it? Oh, there's cars behind us.
They always do it by the old pier.
We can't just throw it. We go to a little side, you know, a rest area stop. Yeah.
Coach, so you're burying it, shallow grave?
We stop in the rest area stop. Whoop, whoop. I wait for cars to go by, and I'm maybe looking a little suspicious as cars are going by, like waving at everyone, like, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, finally, I see a little break in the traffic. I get the conch. I dump it. I dump it, and we speed off. I mean, we're gone. Whoop, we're gone. I'm telling you guys, the most scariest moment of my life, we're like, we almost saw jail time in the Keys.
So who would have gone down for it, you or your wife?
Probably me, Coach.
They ever find the conch body?
Never. I mean, Coach, I didn't even watch the news or anything. I didn't want to know.
Coach, what a story.
What's this dude's name?
Kurt and Amy
Peacock. Kurt and Amy. Hey, enjoy your stay at Key
enjoy
West.
Enjoy your honeymoon.
Do not take any conches.
Do not.
And if you see any wanted signs, have Eddie's face on it, rip them down.
Oh, you know what? Hey, and that Dry Tortugas was the name of the park. My bad.
Oh, my God.
Dry Tortugas.
We've changed names three times.
Dry Tortugas.
But the fact, the story is buried here is she sleeps in our shirt.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's badass.
Have a great weekend, guys. Me and Terry, we're going to be living it up in
and
the Keys.
We strategically place those faces, guys. If your chick is wearing the shirt, you'll know where the faces are.
Yep. Just grab us on the face and you'll get good results.
All right. We're good?
Hey, you want to say, does Terry want to say anything on the way out?
I want to go on your fucking podcast.
Get the hell out of here.
Hold on, where's that clip at?
I mean, he freaking...
Get the hell out of here.
Tell us.
Oh, God. That's
no, you know what? It's not Dry Tortugas.
Okay.
Oh, it's Bahia Onda. That's
okay.
What it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Kirk, yeah. Bahia.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go.
All right.
We want Terry on the way out?
Yeah, let's have Terry on the way out. We're about to talk to my coach. Coach, question, coach. What about my hit?
Awesome hit. If I had more hitters like you, we'd fucking be winning this motherfucker. Get out of here.
Wait, what about my base running?
Oh, your base running fucking awesome. Get out of here.
He's yelling. Let's go, Buckies.
I don't know what he's yelling.
All right. I'll see you boys in Texas.
Yeah, see you there.
All right.
Bye.
Is that it?
Yeah, hit
okay.
Him.
Okay.
Hook him, baby.
Oh, man.
Last time I was in Texas, it wasn't I was dating one a different conch. Woman.
It was five.
Hey, are you done recording?
No.
Oh.
I said last time I was in Texas, I didn't have a thing called a wife, a fiance. I had a thing called a Friday night fun girl.
Coach, it's going to be a little different, Coach. Remember that?
Before you were married.
Remember that iHeart when you rolled in with Billy and like four strippers?
Oh, that was before you were married.
Billy, could you have gotten some girls that didn't wear 10-inch heels?
Yeah,
we're sticking out like a sore thumb.
Like, is that Ray over there with those four strippers?
Oh. All right, boys.
Good time, man. Good time.